Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. For staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for hanging out with me, and thank you for using my website. Use it to your heart's little heart's content. Wear it out, and if you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. It's there's a lot of stuff there, thousands and thousands, 16 years of my work, along with our Brain Trust members like Barbara Weltman, who've deposited so much to with us over the years. It's all right there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, et cetera, et cetera. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, as I said. She's the author of the brand-new book, Guide to Self-Employment. It's all about taxes and strategies and money-saving tips for people who are independent contractors, basically. You're a small business owner, but you probably don't have employees. You're a party of one. You're a charmed quark, the Higgs boson, basically the prime entity of the marketplace, which I have been, Barbara, at one time, and you are now.
That's true. One of my hats is as a self-employed person,
yeah.
And believe me, when I say hats, it's you got to wear a lot of hats.
Not just
out there getting customers and clients. It's not just
mm-hmm.
servicing them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just marketing and doing what you do, which I'm sure you do very well, but you also have to be your own CFO.
Right.
You have to be your own tax person.
Right.
You have to be and make sure that you have your insurance covered and on and on and on, and that's sort of what the book does. It may not be the fun stuff, but if you don't do the other stuff, you won't be in business.
Well, it'll tell you, it'll help you to develop a plan so you can either do it yourself or get somebody to do it for you. Let's go to the taxes. Let's talk about the taxes for a minute. One of the things that really is, it's not automatic, but it's classic, and it's almost predictable for someone starting out, especially starting out as a consultant, as a contractor, whatever they're doing, their personal services they're selling, is they get upside down on filing their payroll taxes.
Well, that's certainly in this case
the self-employment taxes.
Well, the biggest thing I have heard from self-employed people who transition from being a W-2 to a 1099 person
mm-hmm.
is having the money set aside to pay estimated taxes, because there is no withholding for a self-employed person, and it's up to you to pay your quarterly taxes to cover not only your income taxes, but also your Social Security and Medicare taxes, and a slew of other taxes if you happen to be well-heeled. So I think that's really one of the big things it's a mindset to some extent. It's because it's a brand new approach to taxes. The burden is on you.
Here's what the big problem is, though, Barbara, and this is, I mean, I experienced this myself. When you're starting out, you need the cash.
Cash
comes in, and there's not enough to really separate into different pots. So before long, when you need to start catching up, you're not in the habit of it. You haven't got a system to do it. And even once you start getting enough critical mass, enough billing where you can actually divide things up, you haven't gotten on that track, and you just get upside down real quick.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the keyword strategy, that you do need a plan to account for your taxes, whether it's a separate bank account or a separate allocation that you do automatically, that you know not to spend every penny that comes in the door. And as you point out, when you're just starting and you need the money, you say, gee, you know, what should I do? Should I pay Uncle Sam or should I pay the landlord? And,
right.
And it's kind of hard to make the choice.
That $200 I need to send out to Uncle Sam this month, I could buy me a printer that would help me get another customer, and Uncle Sam's not going to ask for his money for 2 months, and this customer I could get tomorrow. So what do I do? Do I let that money sit in the account for 2 months, or do I use it to buy a printer? I mean, those are the decisions you're faced with. It's tough.
Yeah, and these are tough, practical decisions, but I hope that people who read the book, which I just wanted to mention, was in the J.K. Lasser series. So
yeah.
It's the typical yellow, red, blue-looking guide.
Right.
You gotta understand what the ramifications are if you mess up.
Yeah. And folks, this is the, in my opinion, Barbara, what we're talking about right now is the single greatest challenge for a sole proprietor: not getting customers, not even cash flow. Now, of course, this is a cash flow capitalization problem that we're talking about. But in my opinion, this is the single biggest challenge of a sole proprietor.
Well, certainly. I think part of it is attitude. As I said, you're just used to having the money withheld automatically, and you
yep.
just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to think about it. The responsibility and the burden is on you to do it.
Yep.
And the other is making smart decisions when you have to choose between X and Y. What do you do?
Right.
You got to figure out, well, you know, some things you don't have a choice. You can't, maybe you can't get that printer now.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, Barbara, you got people who've been unemployed. They decide to start a business. The family needs, you know, baby needs new shoes and maybe milk. I mean, it's really tough. The book is called Guide to Self-Employment. And perhaps what you just learned from us is that this is not for everybody. Tin Tail, right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.